Well, some new research has been released today that suggests that gluten-free food is a rip-off because many of us now buying gluten-free food, thinking we're trying to be healthy when we don't actually need it, that we're not suffering celiac disease. Now, Amanda, you're smiling there.
Yes, I am.
Do you eat this stuff?
Yes, I do. I'm not celiac, but I'm gluten intolerant. But I know a lot of people that choose to eat gluten-free because it's better for them. They believe it's better for them, whether it is or not. I don't know. For their, you know, that's up to them. But they like the taste.
They're actually putting gluten-free labels on things like lollies.
Well, they also have fat-free on lollies too, but it's,
there's
no fat in them.
What the research is finding is some people are now eating more lollies because it's got the gluten-free label. I'm thinking, oh, this must be okay for
It's
me.
Trendy.
Deceptive.
Very trendy.
Carolyn Salisbury is a practicing dietitian and joins us today. Thanks for joining us.
G'day, Clinton, and I think that's a great point that Amanda's made. Just because it's gluten-free doesn't mean it's healthy.
So
there are lots of healthy gluten-free choices that have lots of added nutrients, but gluten-containing cereals are fortified, the breakfast cereals and the breads that we eat. So if you don't need to avoid gluten, then we would say eat a wide range of grains, including those with gluten in them.
So just to get back to the basics, for those who don't understand what gluten is, where do we find gluten?
Gluten is a protein found in wheat, rye and barley and products that are manufactured from these gluten-containing grains. And it's also for celiacs. They're not able to eat oats because oats are contaminated with gluten.
And is it for the general public? Is gluten a bad thing?
No, gluten is a protein that's found in these essential groups of foods. About 500,000 Australians are avoiding or limiting their intake of gluten, and they do that for lots of different reasons. Some people feel less gastrointestinal symptoms when they reduce their intake of gluten. And I guess they're the ones that the patients that I would be worried about. I'd say, well, actually, you know, maybe you're onto something. Are we missing celiac disease? And actually, by cutting out gluten, you're actually reducing the chance that you're going to be correctly diagnosed.
So, Amanda, Amanda is not a celiac. She doesn't suffer that, but you are gluten intolerant.
Yes, well, I'm intolerant to a lot of things, and I'm actually paleo, Caroline, and I made the choice because of how I feel not eating particular foods with gluten in it. So that was my choice and a personal choice, but I know a lot of people that choose to go gluten-free assuming that it's the healthier option.
Yeah, and I think that one of the other factors that some research out of Monash University has found that it's actually not the gluten that's reducing the symptoms when it's excluded. It's a long-chain carbohydrate called fructans.
Mm.
And fructans is found in wheat-containing products, but it's also found in onion and garlic. And often with making your diet healthier, you're actually also being more thoughtful about what you eat. So I think that also goes along with, you know, perhaps becoming paleo or gluten-free. You're also being more thoughtful about what you eat.
Caroline, if I'm a healthy person, I have no gluten intolerance, no celiac disease, and I stop eating gluten, what am I missing out on?
Mm.
Well, you can be missing out on essential fibre. You also can be missing out on those fortified components such as nutrients like folate and iron and iodine, which is found in common cereals such as Weet-Bix and in gluten-containing bread. But it also makes life a lot more expensive in terms of purchasing foods. And just because it's gluten-free doesn't necessarily mean it's healthy and it's fortified. So I think that's the take-home message is if you want to exclude gluten, make sure you're mixing in some quinoa and some brown rice and some other nutritious grains.
Clinton's turning his mouth at that. He's got the palate of a child. But it seems like that gluten intolerance has really risen, the prevalence of it has risen a lot in the last 15 or 20 years. Is there a theory why people these days are feeling less tolerant to gluten than they were in generations gone prior?
I don't know that they're feeling less intolerant. I think perhaps people are becoming more aware of the fact that they may be coming, maybe having more irritable bowel symptoms. And that's a common reason why people reduce their gluten. And gluten and dairy are common exclusions on alternative diets. And I think it also goes with our lifestyle. I think people are rushing out the door in the morning. They're not necessarily eating a good high-fibre breakfast. And sometimes they're also not necessarily listening to the message when they need to actually go to the bathroom. That can make you pretty unhappy later in the day.
So it could just be stress-related, not gluten-related at all.
Absolutely.
Too much
coffee. And, you know, we eat faster. We inhale a lot of our food these days rather than being mindful and thoughtful about what we eat. So sometimes being a little bit more thoughtful doesn't mean you have to go to an alternative space, but sometimes it means you just need to kind of have a general look and perhaps talk to an accredited practicing dietitian, because we know how to nourish people when they do have to exclude gluten. And if they're excluding whole groups of foods, we're the ones who can actually then say, well, maybe you need to check in with your GP or your gastroenterologist, because perhaps this is, you know, more significant an issue than you think.
Thanks a lot for your time, Caroline.
It's a pleasure.
Caroline Salisbury, who's a practicing dietitian.